You could forgive the crowd at Wimbledon today for thinking perhaps that tennis was never really meant to be played by men. Not when you could watch Maria Sharapova, the 17-year-old Russian, upset Lindsay Davenport after losing the first set, and then a sensational match between the fourth seed Frances Amélie Mauresmo and two-time defending champ Serena Williams. Williams was down a set and a break, and yet, in the end...
Forehand from Serena Williams on match point. Just manages to dig that one out. Mauresmo comes in. It's gone wide!
Game set match, Ms. Williams, by 2 sets to 1. 6-7, 7-7.
Joining us from Wimbledon, tennis commentator Bud Collins. Bud, how would you describe the quality of today's women's play?
Well, it was excellent. It was such a wonderful afternoon. And to see Serena Williams put in the pressure cooker, she'd won 19 consecutive matches at Wimbledon, two-time champion. And Amélie Mauresmo, the French woman, attacked her, volleyed brilliantly, fought, and yet it came down to the end, second to last game. Serena, three deuces. She hit three big aces when she needed them to go ahead, and then she broke Mauresmo to close it. So it was tremendously exciting, as was the first match. Not of such a high quality, but when you get this kid, 17-year-old Sharapova, out of Siberia to beat the former champion, Lindsay Davenport, in three sets, having lost the first set, well, it just wraps up a magnificent afternoon.
Let's talk about Serena Williams first. It did appear that for many parts of this match that she was not going to see the finals this year.
No, she had knee surgery after winning Wimbledon last year. She didn't come back until midwinter this year, and she was still having problems with the knee. She wasn't really match tough, but she was very, very determined. And if she had lost, no one would have been surprised, but she would have been surprised. I think the only way that Serena can win is to win the whole thing, because people have been criticizing her for not paying enough attention to tennis. She wants to be Hollywood. She wants to be a dress designer. She's a triple threat, but she thinks she can do it.
Let's talk about Maria Sharapova right now. Only 17. She's been really in Florida for a long time, but as you say, she's from Siberia. First of all, does she have a chance against Serena Williams?
Oh, I think she has a good chance. I don't think she'll win, but yet the way she came through today, she said she surprised herself getting to the final at the age of 17, and she's full of surprises. She's 6 feet tall. She can move. She can run. She's a big server. She came through with serves that were very critical in the second set. She might easily have lost in two sets. And had she not served an ace and a service winner on break points, why, Davenport would have won. So I think she'll give Serena a very fine run.
That'll be a terrific match on Saturday. I guess I have to ask you, what's going on with the men?
Are there men in this tournament? No, the men are okay. Andy Roddick is going to play the young Croat, Mario Ancic, who sent England into mourning by beating Tim Henman. Mm-hmm. And then you have the favorite, the defending champion Roger Federer, against a very spunky Frenchman, Sebastien Gorjon.
And they'll play on Sunday. The finals there will be on Sunday.
Final Sunday.
Well, thanks for talking with us once again, Bud.
Thank you, Robert. Always a treat.
Tennis commentator Bud Collins speaking with us from Wimbledon.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out about the books and movies you hear on NPR programs, go to our website, npr.org. If you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.